You know, there's a new majority here, and it's a Republican majority, and the people elected that. I respect democracy with every ounce of fiber and energy I have in my body. But this new majority goes against a lot of the tenets of New Testament Christianity that I've based 29 years of legislation on, i.e., they want to keep immigrants out of the state. They want to take them off this. They want to drug test Medicaid people. They want to get rid of anything that's not America, quote unquote. So I just thought it would be in keeping to introduce a bill to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. It fits right in with what the majority thinking apparently is now. We don't want any reference to Mexico or Hispanics of any nature. I love them myself, but I'm trying to get into the swing of the majority is what I'm trying to do, and in with the tenor of apparently what Mississippians think they want in their government. So I just introduced it.
So you think Mississippians want that portion of the Mississippi, that part of the Gulf of Mexico, to be named the Gulf of America?
Well, it's questionable about what Mississippians want, but they think they want conservative government, and I think this is a real conservative approach. Get rid of all references in the state of Mississippi to Mexico, to Hispanics, to people that don't look like us, who do not speak our language, who do not follow. You know, the master that I serve says love all and love all equally. So let's just get rid of the Mexico thing and let's have the Gulf of America. And we'll be very unique in this country and we'll be on an island unto ourselves. Everybody else can have the Gulf of Mexico, but we'll have the Gulf of America.
Representative Holland, is this a real bill?
Well, it's been introduced under the proper channels. It's been placed in a committee under the proper channels, and that committee will dispose of that bill one way or the other.